Just Be Bereavement and Emotional Support on Stray FM's Family Show.
So in the studio, I am talking to Just Be today. And over the past couple of months, we've talked about a variety of different things. We've talked about transitioning. So this is for children that have moved schools, be that from primary to secondary or just changing schools. We've also been talking about friendships and the importance of friendships. You can go and listen to all of these again right now at StrayFM.com. But today, welcome into the studio, Sarah Applewhite, who is a children's and young person support worker. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
And we also have Tony Collins, who's the chief executive of St. Michael's, which is the charity that runs Just Be. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we're talking about attendance today, talking about the importance of children attending school. Obviously, education is a very important thing. But what do you think it means when we actually talk about school attendance? What does that mean?
So there is an official definition, but in essence, what we're talking about is children going to school and being present during lessons.
And why do we think it's an important topic to talk about today? Why do we need to be aware of it?
Well, we're kind of well into the first sort of half term now. Half term's coming up, the holidays. And I think it's probably now that you might, if there are attendance difficulties, that you might see them emerging. And we just hope this segment will kind of provide some information and tips to support parents who might be struggling with their children's attendance.
There's lots of work that Just Be does. You support children in all sorts of walks of life, at all sorts of times of life. Why does this link to school attendance? So why is it something that Just Be works with?
I think it's probably best to take it back sort of slightly further than that, really, and ask the question why does Just Be get involved in this work in the first place, really? Because what we're known for is the bereavement work, and that stems quite clearly from our work with end-of-life care. But this whole sort of ethos of the hospice, and therefore Just Be, is about the whole person, in this case the whole child. So there's all sorts of things that affect behaviours, attitudes, issues, stress levels of children. And just like the other two topics covered previously, transition, friendships, and if you add to that bereavement and also attendance, they are sort of things that we work with.
I know that you work quite closely with schools, don't you? A lot of these schools in our area. So that's, I guess, a really close link to school attendance, is the fact you work in schools.
Yeah.
Kids have to be there in order for you to be there.
Yeah, I mean, our whole history with schools at St Michael's and Just Be is phenomenal, really. I mean, the work from the community supporting us comes from schools, and then the work we've done with bereavement has taken us into schools, and then this whole sort of development that's going on there around the emotional well-being has taken us further and further into the world of schools.
Why do you think it needs to be brought to the attention of parents and carers? Because it could just be something you think, oh, they go often enough. Why does it need to be brought to our attention?
I think school attendance is important in so many different ways. It's important academically. So it's important for a child to be going to school so they can access the whole curriculum, not fall behind and get as good grades as possible. It's important socially. So through going to school, we're kind of nurturing friendships, we're developing social skills, whether that's inside the classroom, debating, discussing, negotiating friendships. It's important in terms of a child or young person's emotional well-being. Very helpful to have structure and routine and familiarity, stability of school. And I would say especially when there might be instability or changes in other areas of a young person's life. And I think also linked with sort of emotional well-being, academic and social achievement can also impact on a young person's self-esteem. And I guess finally, we know that a good experience at school and kind of doing well and attending school can impact on a child's future opportunities as well.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about routine and future opportunities, you can't, you know, if you're in a full-paid job as an adult, you can't just attend now and again. So this is the best practice for real life that you could possibly have is school, getting up in time, getting in there, making friends and everything that goes with that.
Absolutely.
I think it's about looking at education. It's this whole sense as well. The education is not just about academic achievements, about all those things that Sarah's sort of been through there. But it would also raise the question, if there is lack of attendance, is why is there lack of attendance? And it's that work that we can drill down and find out if there's ways we can support and work with the children.
Do you often find that there's a solid reason that's more than just somebody doesn't feel like going to school today? Is there usually more behind that?
I think, yes, I would say so. I think often it can be linked with bullying or friendship difficulties or issues on social media. I've seen that quite a lot in some of the work that I do. a lot of anxiety as well, whether that's kind of social worries or kind of worries about academic performance. So I think it's important to really try and get to the bottom of kind of what the attendance difficulty might be about.
Will there be certain signs that maybe either as a teacher, I suppose you might notice mm-hmm. these signs, or as a parent or a friend, certain signs that somebody is struggling with attending school?
I think the most obvious sign is that they're not attending. And I think that's what we, you know, attendance management is all about, is it's a symptom of something far more important than just simply not wanting to be at school. So the question really is around, what is it a sign of? What are these issues that Sarah was talking about, drilling down and getting behind? Are they family issues, bullying issues? What's hidden?
What is there that parents and carers could do to encourage going to school? If they're sort of starting thinking, right, I'm going to take this one step at a time, I need to encourage these children to be going to school on a regular basis, what advice would you have for them?
Well, the first stage of any advice there was to be open and honest about the discussion and to involve all the parties.
Yeah, just some practical tips. I think encouraging young people to keep in touch with their friends, for example, meeting in the morning to walk to school together, so that kind of that going into school isn't maybe as daunting. Breaking the day down into short segments, so kind of, a young person was telling me quite recently, even the least favourite lesson or the least favourite subject is only a small part of the day. Good routines, always really important. So maybe doing homework as soon as possible, packing bags and lunches the night before, getting a good enough sleep. So teenagers, on average, it's about 9 hours sleep that they need, which maybe it's more than some people think.
I remember feeling really glad about that when I was a teenager. I thought, why am I so tired? And someone told me, scientifically, you do need more sleep.
You
and it
do.
Was like, oh, thank you. I'm not just imagining
you,
it.
You absolutely do. The average is about 9 hours that you need as a teenager. And I guess just on a really sort of straightforward, practical one is just talk. Keep talking to people. That's your child's year manager, their tutor, attendance manager, support worker. Because attendance difficulties are so much easier to kind of nip in the bud early on. When it becomes entrenched and there's a real pattern of attendance, then it's just much harder, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, the other side of talking is always listening.
Yeah.
So if you hear a child say, I don't want to go to school, take the conversation up, don't ignore it.
So I know there's also a lot of details online. You have a website, justbe.org.uk, which is J-U-S-T and then B with no E on it, justbe.org.uk, and you're open most hours, but if not, I know people can leave a message as well and you'll get back to them. So Tony and Sarah, thank you very much for coming in. Good luck to everyone out there who's getting those attendance records right up there. So thank you.
Thank you.
Just Be, bereavement and emotional support on Stray FM's Family Show.